everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got...
Hey guys, welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Allison, and I have a super special episode today. I, for a long time, have gotten the request to have an episode about Jackie's style, and I love Jackie's style. I mean, who doesn't? She's just the pure embodiment of class and elegance and the way that she chose her clothes and everything, and it's just transcended time so much. But I wanted to bring somebody on to that really knew their stuff about clothes and style and all of that. So I just happened upon somebody that was the most perfect guest for this particular topic. Before I get to the episode, though, I want to do our question segment.
Therefore, in answer to your question.
Okay, so I got a question that was asking me, do you prefer Jackie or Ethel and why? Obviously, this is going to be opinion-based. My answer has changed recently. Well, not my preference, really. I mean, always Jackie is my girl. I love her. I just think that she is such a role model for me and for many people. And I've talked before, I could gush for hours and hours about Jackie. But yeah, she, and I actually do basically on this podcast the entire episode. So you'll hear more about me gushing. But I had the opinion before that Ethel was kind of this rude and, I don't know, very dominant personality, but kind of in a negative way. I've read before that she was kind of rude to staff and things like that, and that really kind of turned me off to the idea of Ethel. But my opinions have changed a little bit lately, and I'm going to tell you why. Not only have I read different articles and things, but also recently rewatched the documentary Ethel. You can watch it on HBO Max if you have that. If you don't, I've watched the entire thing on YouTube before. That's how I watched it a few years ago. But I rewatched it just this morning, and I just have to tell you guys, there is something about her and her strength and the amazing perseverance that she has. I mean, the woman has 11 children, guys. She lost her husband horribly. She's had lost a few children in tragic ways. Grandchildren, as we know, she's lost in tragic ways. She lost her brother-in-law before all of that even happened. And she does have this very blunt, very straightforward attitude and personality. And there's something that can be a little commanding about that. And that's kind of what before my opinion was a little more negative of her. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I kind of love that about her too. I obviously don't love if she was rude to staff and things like that. I don't think there's an excuse for that, if that's even true. I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of the opinions and things we read is hearsay. But she really did not only raise 11 children and campaign with her husband and stand by his side through many tumultuous times, that is so inspiring, but she really championed everything that he stood for and that in turn she stood for amazingly throughout all the years. And she's just been a really strong woman. And her children were saying in the documentary that obviously their father is this incredible man that we all know, this just beacon of light for fighting injustice and poverty and all of the bad things in the world. He was that, but so was she. And the kids had a point to say, you know, we were very young when he died and she carried it on. She raised us. She instilled those ideals. And Ethel didn't even want to in the documentary take credit for that, but the credit's due there. And so that's a very long-winded answer for why I feel like Ethel is an incredible woman in her own right too. So now without further ado, let's get to the episode with my awesome guest, Noah Birch. Okay, guys, now I am joined by my guest, Noah Birch. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. And what better way to spend a Saturday about talking about the Kennedys, and especially someone who we both admire, which is Jackie Kennedy.
So true. She's my favorite. I just can't get over Jackie and her elegance, but there's so much more to her than just her style, of course, which is what we're here to talk about today. But I feel like her personality and just the incredible intellect that she had and all the things just influenced the style and the class that she did have. And I feel like it's all encompassing together. And that is one of the reasons that she is still an inspiration to so many people.
Yeah, definitely. I was recently watching, I'm sure you've seen this, the CNN miniseries about the Kennedys. And it's a bunch of little episodes, and they kind of go through like the history of the Kennedys and kind of like where, you know, goes all the way back to the history of JFK's parents and kind of how he, how his father had like kind of built this royal family. And it was so interesting watching that because you really, you kind of get an idea through that miniseries as well as like the Jackie film. Kind of for someone who doesn't know, who doesn't study or focus on as much about the Kennedys than that maybe you and I do, kind of who Jackie was, kind of behind closed doors and kind of how she presented herself. So it's very cool to think about how dress has played a big role in that and how you can kind of see that happen through how she presents herself behind camera and off camera. So that's been really cool to kind of pay attention to and kind of pique my interest, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. That's actually one of my favorite documentary series ever. I have the cover framed in my office because I love it so much. So that's funny that you
Amazing.
Said that.
That's awesome.
So I want you to kind of introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are, what you do kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm Noah and I am just recently joined kind of the film and TV industry. I have a background in studying fashion design. I went to the Rhode Island School of Design in Providence, Rhode Island. And there I focused on women's wear mainly. And during my time there, I kind of set out to explore the path of, you know, pursuing fashion design. And I moved to New York after college and started working for a menswear brand. I worked at J. Crew for a little bit before that. Then kind of over time, while I was working in fashion, I started to recognize there was a little bit of this whisper of getting into film and theater design. And I kind of kept listening to that and it kind of piqued my interest. And I started doing some side projects with friends on, you know, whether it was like grad school short films or some plays on the side. And then I ended up just kind of listening to those whispers. And here I am now. I'm working on the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel TV show on Amazon. And it's been a wonderful experience. I'm a production assistant in the costume design team. So it's been great. It's so hands-on. And, you know, it's kind of like a dream job for especially the time period. It's my favorite period of history. So it's been very, very cool. And that's what I'm doing right now.
That is so cool. Oh my goodness. What an exciting experience. Like so few people get those kinds of experiences. So that's so neat that you get to do that.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So
absolutely. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how Jackie has inspired you in your career and how she's influenced you.
It's so funny because I was thinking a lot about that leading up to our conversation these past couple of days. And I think my spark of interest about the Kennedys really started when I was in college. I, you know, when I think about it, it's like in high school, I don't think I really paid as much attention to them when it came to style and design until I was in school when I started being introduced to research and being introduced to finding my own voice as a designer and, you know, what does that mean? And when you're at school, you kind of are encouraged to find that. So that was kind of when I started, you know, really kind of paying attention. And I think Jackie and even Jack Kennedy, they, as a family, they really present this classic all-Americana look that feels clean, it feels dignified, it feels tailored, it feels really, you know, it really represents a history and time when it comes to how people presented themselves back in the day. And there was always just this interest and just kind of, I think with them, I was drawn to the way that it's almost like the cookie cutter look. It feels very perfect. And when it even comes to this presentation from the way that they dressed, and I was just very drawn to just the clean lines of the silhouettes and especially the tailoring, especially in Jackie's uniform and kind of the way she dressed. And it's funny because maybe that's as simple as it is. I had friends who, you know, in college and even today, and I'm sure you relate to this, you know, anything that's kind of related to the Kennedys, I'm sure people send you, you know, DM you really quickly photos, or they'll text you, or they'll say, I saw this on the news, or I saw this article, and I'm very like humbled by it. And, you know, what a great thing for people to associate me with. Over time, I started to recognize, like, you know what, like, I can visually and admire their clothing, but not only that, but I want to get to know a little bit more about who they are and who they were. But yeah, it all kind of started in college and when I was researching for design and finding my own voice as a designer. And I just have always stuck to her as my kind of home base when it comes to design. You know, I feel like I always kind of go back to them. I have multiple books, picture books. If I'm in a thrift store and I find something, it's always good to have for visual inspiration.
That's so cool. I've literally listened to you with like a smile on my face because I feel like I relate so much in a different way because obviously you have the style aspect behind you and mine's just kind of like an overall just allure. But we share that. And it's funny because I actually became interested in them in college as well. So I don't know. I just think that's funny. And it's just amazing to me how this family that was literally, I mean, the presidency was 60 years ago at this point, and it's still so prevalent in pop culture, in politics, in everything. I mean, they're referenced constantly. You can't watch anything that they're not referenced. And I find that so fascinating, especially that a president and a family, outside of the very short presidency that he unfortunately did have cut short, it's just amazing to me that our generation is still so interested and impacted by them in so many different facets.
Yeah, it is.
In your opinion, how has Jackie's style transcended time so much? I mean, how are these pieces still replicated and studied over? What about that is just so appealing to design still to this day?
I think that's a great question. I think it's, you know, I'm not a historian necessarily, but you and I think we both love history and we love the way that history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. And we're fascinated by that. And I think that there's a timelessness that Jackie and Jack Kennedy and that whole family represents and gave to the audience. It's a timelessness that feels like it's always accessible and it's always something that can be admirable and can be desired and visually appealing. You even think about the most recent inauguration. You have these beautiful wool coats that Kamala wore and Jill wore, and you have these kind of tailored pieces that still you see on the runway that feel approachable and feel that people can connect to. It's so funny because I have these conversations with friends where I could only wish that people still dressed the way that they did in the 60s. I think, you know, I wish we saw more hats. I wish we saw more pillbox hats, and that was kind of more of a common way of dressing. I think the fun part about working on Maisel is I feel like I'm traveled back in time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm constantly around these garments of clothing. It's constantly around us. And I think one thing that's interesting to think about is how personal style since then has evolved, you know, completely, even the way as society dresses themselves. I think back in the day, there was such a uniform of dress that people looked to when it came to dressing for work, you know, men going to their jobs in the 60s and women having a particular uniform that they looked upon with maybe it was their Sears catalogs that they got. And there was this unified uniform that everyone wore, where today there's really in this generation a encouragement of personal style. Mm-hmm. And how people dress and the way that people are so eclectic nowadays. I think self-expression, it varies so much more than I think it did back then. And that's really exciting because people can bring together parts of history that they want to include in their wardrobe. So I'm saying all that in the sense that I think that we see sparks of Jackie's wardrobe always around us, whether it's in a lot of the wool coats that we see in department stores or on Instagram feeds or the tailored dresses. Yeah, I guess that's what I want to say. I don't know if that fully, I hope that answered your question.
Oh, it totally did. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. But of course, you elaborated on it and understand way more than I ever could. But I totally get what you're saying there. And I do love the individuality that we're able to have. But there are so many, kind of like you said, uniforms that we go back to or things that we pull from the past. And I couldn't agree with you more on the fact that you said that you wish we all kind of had that style like back in the 60s. And I feel that too, as I sit here like in a whatever sweater from Target. It's so true. There was such class and standard put in their clothes. There was a standard for if you were going to leave your house and whatnot. But I do love the evolution and people being able to express their individual style. So that was really a neat thing you said there. Do you have a favorite outfit or look that comes straight to your mind when you think Jackie Kennedy?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that you asked that because I was thinking, I was like, I wonder if Allison's going to ask me that. And I was trying to think about what I would answer. And the more I'm looking at these old photos of her, the more I'm like so drawn to what she wore when she was in Cape Cod and on the compound. There's two ways that we've seen her in photographs, whether it's in the political limelight where she's going to these political events and she's traveling and she's going overseas. But then you also see this relaxed, kind of laid back Jackie on the beach with her kids and on the compound, where you can kind of see in the way that her body language and her silhouettes are so much more relaxed. And you have these like summer gingham dresses and you have these sleeveless button-ups with capris. And right now, I think I'm really drawn to kind of revisiting those photos and looking at those again, where I also think that if you asked me this question maybe 2 or 3 years ago or when I was in college, I would be so drawn to saying, of course, there's the classic pink suit with the Houston pillbox hat. And that's, you know, unfortunately on a very sad day, but that's a beautiful, great classic look. But I mean, there's so much. I also am so drawn to kind of what she wore when she was outside of the political world. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, living on the Upper East Side. And she kind of echoed this very 70s look with these big sunglasses and a little bit, her hair was a little bit longer and a little bit bigger. And she had these flared khaki pants with maybe like a ribbed blue sweater. There is something that also feels very cool and chic and laid back that I really loved. I mean, she knows what she's doing and she knew what she was doing when it came to being dressed. I think that kind of echoes back to what you were saying in the beginning of our conversation about how she kind of took so much control on how she was presented with her life and how she was, you know, how she had people see her. And I mean, I should have started this, but like, as much as she didn't like her wedding dress, I loved her wedding dress. I think it was beautiful. And I think it fascinates me that it wasn't really what she wanted. Mm-hmm. I think Jack Kennedy, I think his father really wanted her to wear that. And that also kind of echoes to a little bit how she was kind of so controlled at times. And it's amazing to think about the ways that she kind of took that control back, whether it was the way that she wore the blood splattered suit on the plane and she was sure that she was photographed in it, or the way that she had the funeral procession walk down. There's a lot to say and admire about the ways that she controlled not only Jack's legacy, but her own. And sometimes that's also even pays attention to the way that she dressed.
I couldn't agree more. And when you were talking about the relaxed style of her in Hyannis Port and things like that, the first thing that popped into my head is the pictures of her in like just the khaki pants with the yellow t-shirt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's a pretty, yeah.
Something about that. It's just the way that, just like you said, the way that she carried herself in clothes that anybody could put on. But when Jackie Kennedy put it on, it was like, oh, well, everyone needs to buy this now. You know, she just had something about her that the way that she carried herself, even her posture, the way she walked and all the things just carried her outfits, you know, even though they were beautiful alone, they were even more beautiful on Jackie Kennedy. So it's just amazing to me. It really is that it just continues to inspire so many people.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I agree.
Well, Noah, I cannot thank you enough. I feel like you were the most perfect person in the entire world to be the one to talk to about this. So I just can't thank you enough for talking to me today and being on the podcast.
Thanks, Allison. Yeah, this is so much fun. And we could probably talk for like more hours about this because I feel like we're just getting started, but it was just, it was so cool. And it was great to like revisit kind of where it all started for me about the Kennedys and kind of to revisit that and walk down that lane of, you know, looking through my old books and getting giddy and excited about everything.
That's awesome. I'm so glad. Do you have anywhere you want people to know to follow you or a website or anything like that where people can check out your stuff?
Oh yeah, sure. You can follow me on Instagram at Noah Birch, NoahBerch. You can check me out there. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, awesome. Thanks again for joining me. And I will talk to you guys next week.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up.
The Battle of Waterloo was one of the most famous turning points in world history. But what happened next? My name's David Montgomery, and I'm the host of The Siecle, a history podcast that tackles exactly that. Join me as I cover France's overlooked century in between Napoleon and World War I. The Siecle, spelled S-I-E-C-L-E, is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and can be found wherever you get podcasts.